Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the title pending month of Rants, day 27. Today was not the best day for me, particularly a sad day. I won't get into that very much. Usually my episodes are spite-filled, angry, me yelling at Bob Baffert for losing me money, or yelling at Wendy's for changing their menu. But today, every once in a while, I like to change up the script, flip the script a little, per se, and because I have a platform, no matter how small it is, I like to try and help reach out to people and help them in any way possible. And for me, one of the ways that I feel like is criminally under-talked about in media, in friend groups, and anything, is mental health. And I believe that in friend groups of men, for example, mental health is oftentimes stigmatized or scrutinized because men are seen as supposed to be the stronger, like the stronger sex, like emotionally. Like it's not okay for men to cry, or men can't voice their opinions without sounding whiny. And I think that's terrible. Those that know me know that I'm a big fan of puppies, dogs, in particular corgis, cutest dog, not up for debate. They're the cutest dog of all time. And there's one corgi I follow online whose name is Pavlov, who's one of his owners is actually on Instagram and Twitter at Pav_dad. And he graduated from UCLA, I believe, getting a degree in some sort of psychology. And every once in a while, he'll tweet out these wonderful things that remind me that, like, it's everything's going to be okay. One of the things that he tweeted that really spoke to me was he once tweeted, it's okay to not be okay. And I believe that that speaks volumes about people in society, because a lot of times people are like, I'm sad, this isn't good, I need to fix this. But we need to realize that it's okay to not be mentally 100% all the time. Yes, like, things are going to happen that make you feel sad, and that's normal. You shouldn't feel like you're a failure because you're sad, or you've messed up so badly, and that's why you're sad. Like, it's normal to not be 100%. What you do after that, when you're not 100%, is what you should do to take care of yourself. Like, there are several ways that people choose to help express their, or help benefit their mental health and get problems and stuff off their chest. Me, for example, I know that I tend to let things bottle up until one day one little thing happens and I explode off of it, which is not very good. And one of the main reasons I wanted to do this month of rants is because it, A, will force me to keep a schedule, which I'm notoriously bad at, and B, it'll give me an outlet to speak on issues, however nonsensical. And it'll give me a way to get things off of my chest. Like, yes, I was upset that Bob Baffert lost me money, and it was stupid, but it was still something that made me upset. And talking about that, like, getting it out there, even if no one listens, talking about it and getting it out there helped me exponentially in lowering the stress and anger and vitriol that I have in my life. And while it might seem dumb to some people to look at Instagram corgis, for your mental health, for lessons on mental health, I believe that you can find lessons anywhere, and it's all about how you look at it. And in the bio of this podcast, I'll be putting a few phone numbers and stuff to mental health hotlines, suicide prevention hotlines, and just for anyone that needs it. Because if you listen to this podcast and you think, yeah, I mean, there are better ways that I could be doing this, and you need to talk to someone, please reach out. You know the Twitter, you know the Instagram. If you know me, you know my phone number. I'm always going to be there for anyone that needs it. No matter if I know you, if I don't, just text me and I'll help you out through anything. And again, if you made it this far, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I know it was a bit of a serious episode, but yeah, I think it needed to be said, and I hope you have a good day, and peace.